Now, some people have been talking about how materialistic Christmas is becoming. Okay, some people get very much carried away with all the material things that are going on. Some people even do it to the point of decorating their houses to where it becomes tacky. But I don't know, there's a balance in there somewhere that needs to be just right. But on a more serious note, what I want to say to you is, without a flashing nose, is that there is a push on at the minute to have Christ kept in Christmas, to make sure that we see the reason for the season. And I think sometimes even at that, people miss the point. People think when they say the reason for the season or keep Christ in Christmas, it's you nodding your head, sort of nodding your cap and saying, yes, we recognise that Jesus is the reason for Christmas. We recognise it's about his birth. But I just want to say to you that even if you're doing that and that's all you're doing, you're missing the point of Christmas. I want to tell you a small story. A young fella from Downpatrick here really loved the circus. Boys, was he circus mad. He had circus pictures, pictures of acrobats, his favourite clowns up on the wall. He had pictures of people riding ponies with feathers coming out of them, trapeze artists. But he had never, ever been to the circus. And one day he was walking down St. Patrick's Avenue, and he saw in the sweetie shop there in the front window Duffy's Circus coming to the racetrack. He couldn't believe it. He ran home to see his dad, and he says, "Dad, you're never going to believe this." He says, "The circus has come to town. Tom Duffy's bringing his circus." And his dad said, "Well, listen, that's well and good." He says, "How much are the tickets?" He says, "They're £10, Dad. £10 to get in and see the circus." He says, "Well, I tell you what. You make sure you do all your jobs around the house, behave well at school, do all the things we're asking you to do over the next week, and we'll make sure we give you the tenner to go to the circus." So that was well and good. He was like an angel all week. Didn't do a put a foot out. Homework's done. House tidied. Everything looked after. Everything done really, really well. And on the day the circus was coming to town, his dad gave him a £10 note. And he says, "Son, really enjoy it." And so he headed off. It was early. It said on the poster the circus didn't start till 7. But he was afraid of missing it, so he thought he would go down and stand about just in case something happened, he would miss the circus. And about 4 o'clock in the afternoon, he could hear this music coming down the street. He thought, "Oh," he says, "that's circus music." And so he ran down St. Patrick's Avenue, down to the end, down into the main street there, and he's looking, and here were these ponies coming up the street with feathers out of their heads. And these women in their fancy outfits standing on the back of the pony, riding them up the street. And behind them was a car that was falling apart with the clowns hanging out of it and falling over it and throwing buckets of water out into the people on the street. Behind that there was an elephant with a fella sitting on top of it, driving it up the street. Behind it there was a strong man coming with a lady on each arm, walking. Wow! Fellas, acrobats coming up, flipping up the street, going head over heels. The place was fantastic, and at the very back there was Tom Duffy himself, with his big fat belly and his red coat, coming marching up in through town. It was the circus parade, designed to try and drum up a bit of trade for the circus when people saw it. And so the young fella stood in the street and the circus parade went up through the town. It turned and it came back down the town, and he was nearly in tears watching this. Fantastic. And as the parade passed and Tom Duffy, the ringmaster, in his red coat passed, he went out with his £10 note and said, "Mr. Duffy, thank you so much." And he gave him the £10 note and he went off home. Poor wee Davy never got to see the circus. He saw the circus parade, he thought he had seen the circus, and yet with all he saw was the parade. And so often that's what we can do with Christmas. Even if we recognise that it's about Jesus and his birthday, Christmas is about God coming down to have a relationship, with a personal relationship, with each one of you and with me. And we enter in that relationship by asking for his forgiveness, trusting in what he has done for us on the cross to forgive our sins. And you know something, folks? When you do that, you really come to understand what Christmas is all about. A personal relationship with the one who came. Anything short of that, you're pushing the £10 note into Tom Duffy's top pocket. You're missing the point, and you're missing Christmas. And I hope that everyone here this Christmas really does get to experience the real thing. We're going to sing together in our last item of praise. It's entitled In the Bleak Midwinter.